Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, Montrose County is nearing a decision on a special use permit application by Todd Haynes for the continued storage of crushed gravel on Ranger Road, with added conditions aimed at quicker removal. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, Montrose County is nearing a decision on a special use permit application by Todd Haynes for the continued storage of crushed gravel on Ranger Road, with added conditions aimed at quicker removal. This move addresses concerns over zoning compliance and environmental cleanup, emphasizing a balanced resolution for community and commercial interests. The permit, subject to public and commission scrutiny, proposes a reduced timeline for gravel removal, a performance bond for cleanup assurance, and the allowance of retail sales from the stockpile to facilitate its reduction. These measures seek to rectify the stockpile's noncompliance with general agricultural zoning regulations, an issue identified after Haynes had begun storage operations. Commission discussions highlighted the significant size of the stockpile and the logistical challenges of its removal, including the impact of increased truck traffic on nearby residents. Commissioner Sue Hansen particularly noted the need for fairness to those living near the Ranger Road site, balancing expedited removal with community impact considerations. The debate between Haynes and the commissioners mirrors broader concerns over land use regulation, community impact, and environmental responsibility. Community feedback underscored concerns about property values and quality of life, pointing to a complex interplay between economic and community welfare in land use decisions. The final decision, expected on May 1st, will determine the fate of Haynes's gravel stockpile and reflect the county's approach to balancing commercial activities with community standards. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next. In a recent incident in Grand County, a calf was confirmed killed by a wolf on April 2, 2024, as reported by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The investigation, led by CPW Area Wildlife Manager Jeremy Huntington, identified wounds and wolf tracks near the deceased calf, indicative of wolf depredation. In response to such incidents, CPW offers a compensation program to affected livestock producers, reimbursing them at fair market value for losses due to gray wolves. This forms part of the Gray Wolf Compensation and Conflict Minimization Program, which also advises on non-lethal deterrence to prevent future wildlife conflicts. This event highlights the ongoing challenges of managing wildlife interactions, particularly with the reintroduction of gray wolves into habitats where livestock farming is prevalent. CPW continues to work with local producers, promoting coexistence through conflict minimization strategies and compensation for losses. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.